Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, we're talking about a couple of films this week. A comedy. In fact, I think they're both comedies, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Game Night, starring Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams. And an Aussie flick, The Barbecue, starring Shane Jacobson and Magnus Sabansky. Let's start us off. Game Night, what do we think?
Well, I thought it was actually really good. I'll admit, as I'm sure that you would have seen when you saw the advertisements, maybe some of the promotional stuff, that it looks a bit, I don't know, same-ish.
Look, I can't say I know a great deal about it, but I've seen enough. I sort of looked at it and I thought, well, Jason Bateman, I quite like him. He's quite a funny guy, but, you know, it's sort of looks like pretty typical fare, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I was thinking when I was going in as well. But I was actually pleasantly surprised with that. I like these sort of movies where I think, oh, it's going to be average. But then it turns out to be actually pretty great. So it felt like, I don't know, maybe one of those good times when a Hollywood executive does a mental checklist of all the things that people likes, right? But actually pulls it off, right? So for starters, it felt like an original film. It didn't feel like a ripoff of some other existing film. Or that it was slightly a little bit too taking in too much inspiration from a previous film. You know, those sort of movies that they actually just feel original.
They bite a little bit, yeah. You know, they don't bite a little bit too much on what's followed before.
Exactly. So other than that, excellent acting from Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams. As we both know, Jason Bateman can pull off drama and comedy sometimes at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I enjoy as well. And the direction, usually the direction is good, but, you know, from the director, but here I have to commend it because it feels like there are a couple of scenes where it's an establishing shot, but it makes it look like it's part of a game board, right? And so I thought it was a very interesting direction to take, and I actually really did enjoy a lot of the shots. I thought it was very well filmed.
Okay, so a little bit of a clever idea, given it is called Game Night. It's regarding sort of board games, I think a murder mystery that turns out to be real or more real than they intended. But some excellent shots, some excellent direction in that one as well.
Yeah, and the plot itself is enjoyable, and the comedy is tailored to the script rather than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that some comedies sometimes get a bit too obnoxious, you know, adding in too many jokes and trying to make a script around the jokes. But here, it has a very solid plot as well. So, yeah, that's why I enjoyed it.
Fantastic. All right, well, that sounds like a pretty big couple of thumbs up from Big Kev. Second one, as I mentioned, it is an Aussie film, The Barbecue. What did we think? Do we have another Aussie classic on our hands?
I'm afraid not. Look, there were a lot of good things about the film. It had a couple of really good ideas. So there was great acting, as always, from Shane Jacobson, Nicholas Hammond, and Magda Zabansky. And I should clarify, Nicholas Hammond is not related to Richard Hammond from Top Gear. But other than that, the plot is distinctly Australian. It feels like something only an Australian would make. Like, you wouldn't see something like this coming out of America. But despite that, I do feel that the comedy did let it down a bit. So there are a couple of fairly clever bits trying to make it seem all, you know, magnificent, you know, him just cooking a barbecue and it's in slow motion and he's running towards like a judge's tent with his, you know, barbecued sandwich or something along those lines. And it looks fairly mundane in real life, but in the movie it feels like some sort of magnificent, you know, final battle or something when he's...
I'm going to pull you up on one of those. You know, obviously you say something, it's too Australian, like it's a bad thing, but I get what you mean by that. There are a lot of films, you know, and we've got our distinctly Australian film. Something like The Castle could really be made anywhere else in the world, and it's a fantastic film. But there are films, I think, that do sort of still speak to the legacy of the cultural cringe here in Australia. It's forcing it a little bit. It forces that Australianness on us a little bit too much and kind of falls flat, and we still get that kind of cultural cringe coming through.
Yeah, I do get what you mean, but I feel like here it is a distinctly Australian film, but it doesn't go full-on cultural cringe. We're not going to be sitting there going, oh, it's a bit too Australian, I don't really like it. It's not something like that. It's like... it doesn't make its Australianness or its uniqueness a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But even though some of the comedy bits were good, it wasn't like laugh out loud funny, like with Game Night. I enjoyed that one admittedly a lot more than The Barbecue. And maybe I've just seen too many comedy films, but it feels like it's already been done.
Mm.
And sadly, overall, I felt like The Barbecue was a little bit undercooked.
Well, Big Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.